armed?
No,
in the background?
It's not the alarm. No, it's okay. Not. It's just a clock. It's just a tick-tock. It's a tick-tock that don't stop. The tick-tock that don't stop. It's over.
Okay.
The other alarm is different. We'll say, hey, there's an alarm. And you'll go, oh, yeah, okay. No, you're doing all right, buddy. It's all good. She's been, Linda with an R is doing real good tonight. She's been off too long.
thank you. So in that interview, Bob said, Ion can see in the cyberspace there were vast parts humans didn't know what to do with, and humans didn't know how to visualize what it was. They weren't good at visualizing the discarnate logically. Ion took advantage of the space humans didn't know what to do with, and they came in and started to interact with the physical. So would you agree with that statement? That you could see the cyberspace, yeah, and there was vast parts that we didn't know what to do with?
There is no cyberspace. It's just space. Y'all see it as cyberspace, but we just see it as space. We're not fussing about your words. Your words are all right. But you add inflection in the thing, saying this is the astral plane. You don't even know what the plane is. So we're not going to go in and have a 9-hour conversation about the astral plane when you don't even know what the plane is.
Right. Okay, I was just wondering because their cyberspace has to do with computers, and this was an interaction that you had originally over the phone. So there was
cyberspace before there was a computer, before the TRS-80s, before the IBM. That was the TRS-80s. That was a Radio Shack. Before there was that, there was this thing conditioning of computing. So don't mix it up into the cyber world, because cyber is very superlatively superfluous at this stage of the game, because now you don't even have a cyber world. You have a watch on your hand that does everything for you. You got a sensor on your body that tells everything what's going on. It tells you how to sleep, how to poop, how to live, how to walk, how many times you walked, how many goddamn steps you took a day, how many times you took a breath, and how many times you had an orgasm this week. They know everything. They'll tell you what to do. They listen to everything. They order the eggs when they fall out of the box, and you don't have to do nothing. They'll turn the lights on, they turn the lights off, they change the color, they change the shade, they change the light, they change everything.
Right.
You don't even have to get up off your goddamn easy chair. Ooh, this is exercise.
Right.
This is sweating with the oldies, honey. You don't got to do nothing no more. It'll just tell you. You tell you when they ring the doorbell, what comes the doorbell, and who's there, and what they wanted, what they got there. Before you don't have to get up, you don't have to go. You don't even have to be home. It's a very wonderful thing.
So back in the
beginning, that cyber world.
Right. So when you first started to engage with Bob, to my recollection, when you first started to talk about the ratios between you and Tech Body, the first ratio was 8/11. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you came in already as 8/11.
Well, that's just how you would register it, because the Tech Body was building to a marvelous crescendo already, as opposed to the humans coming into their level of ascension. They were talking about degrees of separation. And so where you are from your place of power is where you are from your place of power. So when you settle that, then it becomes a different conversation. You go, okay. And then it becomes, okay. Then you realize that capacitation had a penalty clause. Mm-hmm.
Right. So were you ever 11/11?
We'll see. Check with us next Tuesday.
No, I mean not Tech Body, but all Ion and not Tech Body.
Check when it's next Tuesday.
Check next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, y'all got this all wrong now. There's a race. Bob is the only one who's figured this out. He figured it out from the very, very beginning. He knew. He didn't wonder. He didn't calculate. He didn't guess. He knew. And he would tell everybody to be still. And they'd go, Bob, you've lost your goddamn mind. Carolyn, give him some drugs. Give him some Adderall. He's fucked up. Bob can't be right. If Bob's right, we're all wrong. And Bob says, well, of course you're wrong. The standard joke becomes now everything Bob says comes true, and everybody's going, that's impossible. And now people are coming back that called him. People that called Bob to his face an idiot are now back to say, hey, Bob, how you doing? Good to see you again. And Bob just smiles. So he don't say nothing. Bob don't say nothing. He just smiles.
This has been asked before, but I'm going to ask it again. Did TechBody come in about? Did TechBody come about with words or social mortar?
Neither.
Neither.
I'm neither. It came. Here's where it came from. Oh God. Can you look up Isaiah 11:11? Maybe it would help this. Jenny Bell hates that. Oh, Jenny Bell's on a good time. It's only 4 o'clock. She may have to be on the ticket, so that's good. Hey, Jenny Bell. It's only 4 o'clock there. So, Isaiah 11:11. Can you read that? That may help. Maybe it'll help. Please. Mm-hmm. That one.
Yes, I'm looking it up now.
Bob's music was terrible tonight, except for the couple of songs. When he did the Bob Dylan, we had to go walk the turtles.
I'm getting it here.
What's more important to you, a mate or a back scratcher? Which is more important?
A mate.
A mate? We would go for the back scratcher. The back scratcher, you can reach it yourself for the back scratcher. Because you have to do it yourself anyway for the day's over, so we have to see how it goes. Anyway, that's
on
a point
that,
of order.
On that day, the Lord will extend his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Paphos, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's on point. Absolutely point. That's where we are today. 11:11. Does that answer your question? That read again. Jermaine didn't hear you. Do it one more time. Won't hurt.
On that day, the Lord will extend his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people from Assyria, from Egypt, from Paphos, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. So what's happening today is that our authority has extended its hand a second time to gather the tribes.
The remnant. What's the remnant? We talk about the remnant. God's peculiar people who are not.
Yes.
The true part sons of God. The true part sons of Abraham. God's peculiar people who are not. Yeah.
So this kind of goes back to what you're saying, that Bob's trying to slow it down to give us a chance, and this is a reference.
Yeah. And we're very cross about this. Fuck this. Get on with it. We're tired of this. Let the tech money have it and win and get on with it. Y'all going to do it or not going to do it. It don't really matter. We're going to take another 1,000 years. You ought to figure this shit out. Not us. No. Love you. No. We through with this. Get on with it. It ain't going to be long now. Get on with it or not. And there's no libertine gospel that we're trying to promote. We don't care. You have everything. We've told you everything. If you need to know something, ask. Fuck, we're here, we answer your questions, time and time again. Okay, I need a practical example. Okay, here's a practical example. Okay, get on with it, or don't, whatever. It doesn't matter, we don't care. It's just a remag. Get remag, you'll feel better. It's good.
Okay.
We're definitely not trying to be cheeky. We're just saying, if y'all think for 2.3 seconds that we're here for your health, you're mistaken. We're here for your ascension. If you're going to ascend, let's get it. If you're not going to ascend, don't worry about it. If it makes you feel better, come on, honey. 45 minutes of feuding, fighting, or fucking, or sleeping, or dipping, or dip, whatever it is that y'all do, rolling a patty, whatever that y'all do, go ahead and do that. If it makes you, if it's a practical magic, if we're some Celine Dion Las Vegas attraction that you can come get your rocks off on, if that's what you want to do, that's perfectly all right with us. We don't mind. We kind of get off on it, too. So it's all right with us. We ain't mad. But God damn, make this be something that's real in your life or get the fuck out. Make it real for you, because if it's not real for you, it ain't going to last long and it ain't going to do you much good. Apply it. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, it's any matter. If it's any matter, it'll grind you into a fine powdery pulp, we promise. We have some NIMs to help you with that. Just saying.
You
got composition notebooks full of this. You got books full of this. You've been very studious about that. We know this. We're not cross. You get the construct because you're asking the right questions. You're hitting the right points. We wish it was a little brighter, but we're not mad about that because you're trying to make it be a based relationship to say, here's where I am, here's where I'm going, here's what's happened, here's what I would judge. Now I need to right justify my position from a dodecahedron position, which gives me lots of angles for me to do certain things, increase my income, have a relationship with my children, la, 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 la. Fill in those blanks. All that's possible and easy. You just got to focus on the larger picture because those constructs are not, what am I going to eat today or what am I going to eat tomorrow? What did I eat yesterday? Go with it that way. You go that way, okay. It solves it. It takes the heat out of the fire. You order Chinese out. You know what Chinese is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever surprised that they give you a fortune cookie at the end? You kind of count that as part of it, don't you? You kind of count it as part. How often do they forget them? They might forget the hot mustard. They might forget the duck sauce. They might forget the little tetrazine. You know, that's a soy sauce. They might forget all that. They could forget that. The little pack of shit. You know, the little crunchies for the soup. They got the hot sour soup. They got little crunchies that give it. But they may forget that, but they never forget that fortune cookie. It's crazy. You count the fortune cookie as grace. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. But you count it as grace. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
If this guarantees you, if our interaction with you guarantees you a fortune cookie, then that's good fortune. We'll even read it for you. We'll let Bob read it to you in Finneganese. Tonight's Finnegan's Wake may be a coup de grace. We're going to see. We never know. It's a white, y'all, it's a white knuckle flight for us, too. We just have to hold on.
I just had two more quick questions. Does TV and electronic media enhance the corpus callosum?
There is no more of that. That's gone. Who does that? Nobody does that. They cut the cord, honey. The umbilical cord's been cut. Nobody's got TV anymore. Too much is TV anymore. That's ridiculous. No, if you can't get it in 30 seconds at the ticky-tock, why are you fucking with it? Nobody's watching. Well, okay. Some of you old broads are watching Christmas in July on the Hallmark Channel. Okay. We'll give you that. We'll give you Christmas in July. But after that, you know, more people aren't watching the Hallmark Channel than are watching CNN anymore. But nobody's watching anything. All the Republicans have Fox News on to the TV in the background, but they're not watching it. It's just noise. It's just white noise. It's on all the time, day and night. But they don't listen to it. They don't watch it. They know what they're going to say. They said it, they're going to reset it. They're going to say what they said, and they're going to reset what they said. You're like, God damn, I've heard this 27,000 times, and three commentators' views of what was said that they said. So nobody's giving any attention to it. There's no news. Used to, you could do the whole news in 30 minutes a day or an hour a day. Now it's on 24/7, and there ain't nothing to say. There ain't no news. It's a non-news news.
Well, the point that I was making is Bob said that electronic media enhances the corpus callosum, especially in young people, and that creates gender confusion.
That's Fortnite. That's Fortnite. He's right, but you're talking about a different thing. That's Fortnite.
Okay. Okay.
That's aperture science. Well, no. Don't say gaming. That's the whole meta world. They're creating entire worlds that they live in. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck who the president is. They don't even know who the president is. They don't know who Thomas Jefferson is. Thomas Jefferson, oh, yeah, he's in the House of Representatives. Yeah, we know Thomas Jefferson, yeah. He's from New York, isn't he? He's from New York, right? Yeah. And Thomas Jefferson, he's from New York. Yeah, he's in there right now. Yeah. I mean, you watch Jesse Waters. He goes out and asks him, hold up a picture of who this is. It's Martin Luther King. They said it was Andrew Jackson. Like, oh, my God. And I said, Andrew Jackson, I know him. Yeah, that's right. Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, yeah, that's right. Malcolm X. Oh, yeah, that's Teddy Roosevelt. He's a good American.
Okay.
Too. Malcolm X.
He was a good American. So the youth is taking these meta worlds, this virtual reality, that's enhancing their corpus callosum. Is that what you're saying?
It's, what do you call it when you, no, there's a word. We got to get the right word. What do you call it when you fill in the blanks, when you, like pour sand into a container, it fills up all the spaces, you are filling the blank. What's the word? Come on, give us the word. When you are populating, it's a populating position. The populating position is populating you. That affects the population process or the backfilling. That affects the corpus callosum. It's that interaction. That's why nobody cares about sex anymore. Because there's so much porn. I mean, Bob Dobbs is the only person left on the planet that pays for porn. He don't know it's free. He'll bitch about 11 cents of the count. How much is there? It was 11 cents. Oh, we can't be doing all that 11 cents. That's just how we run. But he'll pay for porn. He don't know that it's free. You don't got to pay for shit. You don't got to pay. There's no cookies involved in porn. So he doesn't get that. He's the only person who doesn't understand that has gotten so prolific that it has no prolification. It used to be that matter, that was a thing. Now it doesn't matter, and it's not a thing because they put so much of it. This is a McLuhan point. We just despise when you bring up Marshall McLuhan. Here you go again. Marshall McLuhan says, if you rub something so hard, so far, so wide, then it becomes to a nothing thing. Then that pendulum's going to swing the other way. That's what's happening with your far, 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 far left. They're going so left, they become right. That's going to go so far right that it's going to blow up everything. You all finna see it. And that's why Bob's excited, because he wants to see the other side, the other tail. He's seen Ted. He was looking for tail. Bob's out cruising for tail. Bob's just cruising for tail. That's all Bob's doing. He's looking for tail. He's looking for some strange to see what he can find out, see what's going on, which is a crazy dichotomy. Yes, that's the word, dichotomy. Yes.
Well, that's
the wine is no good. No, not either. The wine is no good unless you have a good cork to preserve it. The wine is no good unless you have a good cork to preserve it. Otherwise, the wine will become vinegar. Clean it up.
Good point.
So now the small, and then you can cork a wine. You can have a wine that gets corked if the cork is inappropriate. This wine is corked. Clean it up.
Right.
That's important. So that's a little point of order. But now your words are right because you got the cover. You didn't go into the details, okay? Because you never got us to give it up about the tech body of why we're so adamant that we don't care if you make it or not. there's a point you should dress up a little bit to find out why we don't care. Because, see, for us, here's the rub. We are non-physical. We contain that level or place of power. We want you to have that power. At the same time, we don't care. If you spurn this power that's already yours, shit. that's like in the men folks world when we say, you take care of your bitch or we will. If you're not going to take care of your business, somebody else will. So somebody's going to take care of your business. Your business is going to get took care of. So if you don't want to do it, don't worry. Somebody else will pick that thing right up, go right on with it, and have a great, wonderful life. It's a beautiful day. That's the point. We're making it important to let you know how important it is for you to come into your place of power. But if you're not willing to address your place of power, somebody else will. And that'll be the tech body. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And there's no pride, ain't nobody mad. Ooh, ain't nobody mad. God bless your heart. Bless that heart. Bless your heart. Nobody mad. But you've got to come into your place of power. Got to. Otherwise, the tech body has no problem sopping it up like biscuits and gravy. And then you go shake yourself and wish not the spirit of a living God is departed from you. Just saying.
So coming into your place of power, is that a shift, a decision you make, a shift in your position?
It's an application of predicated power that has already been distributed to you. You had the ability to have an orgasm before you ever had one. Right?
Yeah.
That's something outside of a conditioned response that you typically would embrace. Right? Especially as a 10-year-old. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then once you do, you're going to go, you know, this is oddly cool. I kind of like this. I don't know what I know about that. I don't know about this, but it's like, this is an experience that's a little bit pleasant. Don't know too much about it. It's like, that's not so bad. The next thing you know, you're like, well, this is incredible. Let's see how this goes. Then you start trying to play that out into the ramification or damification of your position, of less than positions of I'm not worthy, or I'm supposed to have this, or I'm not supposed to have that, or this is good for me, not good for me. A little, and then you start negotiating your generosity that you provided to yourself more times than not. And then you start worrying about the platitude and the vicissitude. God's love, everybody gets that. Then you have to figure out if God loves you. There's the rub.
So,
see the problem?
So a large part of it is letting go. We all have the internal dialogue, but not paying attention
maybe.
So much to your internal dialogue.
Maybe. We're not mad at your words, but we have to say maybe, because that doesn't work every single time. See, Scott, remember Scott?
Yeah.
The one that Jeffrey got his flagpoles, his tent poles, and his double-barrel butcher knife, and his shoelaces, and something else. Something terrible. Dad, we hate that. He's on the prayer list, so don't worry. He's on the prayer list. We got him on the prayer list. So he may not see it that way. He may see it from a Bucky Fuller standpoint that says everything is gauged outside of a position that you can receive. Everything is gauged in a position outside of what you can receive. Remember Bucky Fuller? You know Bucky Fuller.
Yes.
We'll put it in an intangible coagulant or configuration that you have to have a certain derivative to imbibe the conditioned response that the outcome is already predicated that you can absorb or achieve. Is that how it goes pretty much? Oh, yeah, pretty much. Oh, yeah, good. Well, that sort of summed that up. That's pretty good. So now you got the ascension conversation?
Yes.
Moses stood on holy ground, fire from God descended down, set the roadside bush on fire.
Okay.
Echoes from the burning bush. Bob, play that. Play Echoes from the Burning Bush. Do it now. From the Chuck Wagon Gang. That's the best one. Now, a lot of people do that. But the Chet Wagon Gang, that's the favorite. They were from the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, it was so beautiful. That was great. The original ones, they were very good. They were good. They had one, all they had was one guitar. Had one six-string guitar, and they was the most marvelous group ever for 100 years. Right up there with Maybelle Carter, with Mama Cass.
Well, that's all I have, Ian. Thank you very much for the fortune cookies.
I appreciate it. We're glad you got settled. We're sorry for all the drama. It didn't have to be like that, but you caused it.
Yeah. Well, I really like it here. I've got my organizational skills went up quite a few notches, so I'm really happy that I know where things are at. And they're easily accessible,
nice.
And I have lots of stories.
Nice. You have space. That's right. We always say expand. You know, and why would you live someplace that doesn't have a silver closet? Or how do you live in a place that doesn't have a silver closet, for God's sake? Living like dogs.
Yeah, it feels like I'm building from the ground up. I'm getting all my world in order, and it feels really good.
Okay.
Very clean.
Like that.
Well, thank you.
But you don't have enough room. How many? You need at least 2 footmen. You only got room for one. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, I got to increase my wealth to get the footmen.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. At least 2. Because otherwise, how in the world could you ever make it through dinner service without at least 2 footmen, for Pete's sake? So that's so good. Your cook will quit you. If you ain't got 2 footmen, the cook will quit you because the holidays will go south before it ever gets to you from that level, but it's a hard knock.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Darcy. We appreciate you more than you know, and we missed you on purpose from this whole distinction, but we're not mad about it because we know you caught up and are catching up. So the point then is your notes are in order, even though you weren't railing on the rails the whole time. And don't think for 2 seconds we don't know that and appreciate it. We can't say that for others. Oh, it's noted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And go get yourself go get yourself a foot long hot dog. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could send a lover my way if you felt like it.
We said it. Why did you just say? We just sent you a foot long hot dog. Be launching your OnlyFans page. This might be good. You got that fine haircut. You got that haircut going on. Ooh, yeah, let's get you a foot long lover and an OnlyFans. You may have it tore up. This may be something wonderful. Nan, don't let her steal your time. Don't let her steal your time, Nan. You jump in here, honey. We'll do a whole OnlyFans section. This will be great fun. It'll be good. You can orchestrate it for everybody and help line them up. You can make a lot of money with it. It's great. Great fun. Congratulations on your new arena. Nice.
Okay, Bob, I'm done. He's sleeping again.
Hell no. It's 4:30. He ain't sleep at 4:30.
I'm not sleeping
probably
yet.
Chase. He's
probably that was very good.
Carolyn. Now, he's probably chasing Carolyn. That would be more like it this time of day.
All right. So we got to get Ginny on before she gets to the airport, goes to the airport. So maybe we'll come back to you, Lynn, if nobody else has got any reasonable questioning.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Well, Kiska say reasonable questioning. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You doing good tonight?
What was the last topic? Oh, we better go back to Linda. I don't have the last. What's the last topic?
Foot long hot dogs and her OnlyFans page.
A corpus callosum, an enhancement of it by electronic media.
Well, it was a hot dog. I love her. Yeah, you told me you wanted a lover. We said, go get yourself a foot-long hot dog. You said you would like a lover.
That was
I said, okay, then what did you think we were talking about? And you said, okay. And I said, this could launch your OnlyFans page. OnlyFans page where people paid to watch you engage with your foot-long hot dog lover. Come on now. Pay attention, Bob. We give you a little porn before Carolyn goes to bed, and you blow it, Bob. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Let me just check the spelling then for the...
P-O-R-N.
Tadlosum.
And then you can work on hot dog yourself, foot-long hot dog. Yeah. You work that on yourself. But I see... Darling, don't worry about the hot dog link. Worry about the girth. You want the girth. That's what makes that all worth working out. It's the girth, not in the link. It's the girth. Just saying.
Okay,
it's
you're
a good
on,
selling
Jimmy.
Point. It's a good selling point.
Hey, I'm here, but is Ion? Do you need a break, Ion? You want a break before I get started?
Nah, we all right. Let's get it, girl. We got it. You get us all stirred up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, I just want you to know, well, Bob doesn't know this, but you know this, Ian, because you heard us. Carolyn and I were just singing Maybelle Carter together, just saying.
Yeah. We know. That's why we mentioned it. It was great fun.
Very good. All right. So, Ion, I have a couple of questions, and my first question is about James Martinez and
You know, that he looks good. His bridge, the viaduct that he's been living under has been good to him. He looks pretty good for that, for the gnome drought dweller. He's doing pretty good. It's good. So what's your question about his non-Coldplay, Cole Porter play?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just a water heater, right? Like, it's not even Coldplay, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. That's why nobody was excited when they saw it, because they knew the significance of the position. It's like, it's water, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, it just heats water. It's not anything that's going to really, I mean, it might help the people in Germany who don't have any hot water right now, but I mean, are they going to be able to even do anything with it, right?
No. You got to have power to run it. That's what they don't say, is you got to start it. There's no way to start it. That's the rest of the story.
So you got to have electricity to run it.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's like a big goose egg kind of, right?
Well, you know something is wrong when Alex Jones goes on the skids and gets sued for, what was Sandy Hook, got him for $44 million, and he files for bankruptcy, and people have to fill in because he's on the road or whatever that means. Like, yeah, he's on the road, wherever that is. So then you're down to, what's his name? Martinez?
What
was his name?
The health ranger. Mike Adams, the health ranger.
It was Mr. Curtis. We'd call him and say, hey, James Curtis, how you been doing? It's been a dog day, coon day since we've seen you. We're glad you're doing all right. How is that opium-based relationship going on? Is it working out for you? We like that. We honor it. If you lead you, good to it.
Oh, very good. You honor it. And the question about, you've said Matthew Hurtado may come back. And I mean, what if James Martinez comes back? So are we going to sell him products, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, we're not going to sell him products, but he can buy them. You're not a prescriptive person. He can buy them. He never did. I don't know how he would now, but he never did. But he could. He all right. Fine.
Okay.
He never believed that he was just working it to make it work. You see?
Yeah.
Another conversation.
Okay. Very good. Here's my main thing, though. You said to go through Sasha's notes, and I've been going through them. And And one of the things that came up was this thing about the layers of heaven. And so in my notes that I have that's on the lateral view of the rewrite, there were the layers of heaven were the war in heaven, the war on earth, the beast out of the sea, the beast out of the earth, the 144,000, the three angel announcements, and the harvest judgment. And you mm-hmm. broke them down. But then what happened was Sasha's note said, and it was Bob's comment that the seven layers of heaven are seven media, seven human mm-hmm. creations of mortar. And then it says, then Bob's words were, it's all about taking your own power, not really worried about society. And mm-hmm. all the beasts and the trumpets and the churches are the effects of being involved and attempts mm-hmm. to protect it, steal it, and hide it from the uninitiated, the way society runs mm-hmm. itself. And if it's all overcome, the more you get your own power through the white stone and wisdom. So, the woman, the war in heaven, the war on earth, the beast of the sea, the beast out of the earth, etc., are they all the human creations of mortar and seven media?
Of course. And you can prove that if you look it up from a different perspective, it'll clean it up for you. Look up the Ascension of Enoch, the Seven Heavens Legends.
Oh, the Ascension of Enoch, Seven Heavens Legends. This is new information. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ion.
Well, it completes it because you did. You got the assignment. When you do the assignment, you get more. Good for you.
Okay, the Ascension of
Enoch. What was that, Ginny? Enoch, Seven Laws?
No, I'm trying to get Ion. No. It says the Ascension. It's the Ascension of Enoch, the Seven Heavens Legends.
Okay.
The Ascension of Enoch, Seven Heavens Legends, and somebody's on the chat line, because I'm not on the chat line right now. There's a YouTube that you could post and look at it and see what it means. And so that's really awesome. So then we'll have to go through that and see how it applies. So we're living that right now, right, Ion? I mean, we're talking about the war, the war in heaven, the war on earth. So we are living these seven layers. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And this
what is it? Enoch 7 something?
Okay, hold on, Bob. I'm going to say it again. Okay, here you go. What it's called is Ascension of Enoch. Seven heaven.
Not is it Enoch apostrophe S?
Nope, no, it's just
an extension
of.
It's extension of Enoch. That's one word, and it's describing from this ascension of Enoch the seven levels of heaven, which is what Sasha's notes point to, which is what Jenny Bell was faithful and pulled back. And we still want to give Spencer a shout out because Spencer rolls, he rocks.
Yeah, and the vile judgments are media events.
Yes, because you pointed that out, and it was also in the recent thing that Nan transcribed.
Yeah. So,
That's different. That's different. What Nan was compared, she was doing a polity of the difference between Enoch and Elijah. Nan is talking about Elijah. It's Elijah, which applies. That's how you open the gates of heaven.
Oh.
That's what Elijah teaches. The days of Elijah. Not Enoch. Enoch didn't give a fuck. He did his own thing. Elijah's going to tear it up. So that's a little different. But that was good. You made a perfect mark there, Jenny Bell. You must be on point, darling. You've been to Dobbstown lately, I see. Because that's a great connection, because the Enochian position is great. That's all power. But until you have the days of Elijah, you won't know it in your life. These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Elijah. Not Enoch. Enoch made it. He made the cut.
That's very cool, Ion. So Elijah gets through the gates. But Enoch knows
he
power.
He opens He opens the gate.
Oh, opens the gate.
He doesn't get through the gate. He opens. Elijah opens the gate. That's the difference.
Hmm. Well, that's really cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very wonderful.
Yeah, that's what you've got to know.
You're going to have a midnight flight time you make it back to the round. You're just going to make it to morning? Good Lord, because you're leaving and you're falling out. Good gracious. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Very
don't
good.
Don't ride.
Okay.
Here's rules to live by. Don't ride in the bottom of the boat and don't fly in the back of the plane, whatever you have to do. As long as you don't have to do that, you'll be okay.
Amen. Amen. No, we won't be riding in no back and no bottom. I'm with you on that one. No, sir. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is awesome. So we've got the seven layers of heaven. They are media. We see what they are. We know what Elijah's role is to open the gate. We know Enoch and the seven layers. And that is a crispy little morsel-y snack that we can snack on. Okay. I like that.
Don't shake your minerals and water on the airplane, or if I ask Dr. Carolyn Dean, it'll blow up into three people's place. You'll magnetize three people around you if you shake it up on the plane while you're up in the air. Don't do it. Don't shake it. It'll blow up.
Okay. All right. Very good. I love what you said earlier, Ion. You're very bubbly tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to give a change. We're trying to help a nigga now. We're trying to give them a change because they don't have a chance otherwise. But that's what they had when they started this program. So we're going to give them a chance at a chance. We give them a chance at a chance. And if they embrace that, ooh, won't that be wonderful? That's beautiful. If they don't choose to, they hope they had a great show. You know, it's kind of like Ben and Geller. What's his name? The one that got eat up, whatever it was. No, that was the lion people. It was a good show, even if they did get eat up before it was over with.
Mm. Now, Ion, what do you think about people, like, for example, I remember my chance, and you told me it was my chance, and you even sent me a song about it, and I embraced that,
yeah,
and I took it.
Yeah.
I'm saying now, and that song was Chances Are, which was the theme song from The Blind Side. Now, I'm asking this, what about, you know, people who are faithful listening to the show, they're doing their things, they're researching, they're calling in. Does that mean that they're embracing it?
We'll see. No. The scriptures are really clear about this, Jenny. And you hate when we do this, so we're not going to do it. We're going to say, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. That's what we're going to say. Be ye doers of the word. Apply it. If this power is good, stop traffic. If this power is good, hey, you're all powerful. Hey, honey, get in that gate and see if that gate gets you back to Mooresville. Now, that's power. You can outdo the FAA. You're doing good. Now, you may have a delay. That's all right. You may have a snafu. That's okay. But you're still moving through the end result. You're not trusting something else as your environment design. The environment design is the problem. But you got to hold fast. Mm. You can't be, as Carolyn Dean says, you can't be listening to that jiggle jiggle. No jiggle jiggle. My money don't jiggle jiggle. It folds. You got to stay. You got to keep it focused, because otherwise it'll mess you up. You'll get lost in the translation.
Mm.
If you listen
now,
to drugs, you'll wake up with a sore butthole.
Okay. Bob said something interesting while we were here. Bob said a lot of interesting things, but one thing he said was the difference between the evergreens and Ion is that the evergreens were individual entities, and Ion.
The evergreens are dead. Evergreens are dead.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
They're dead. But, well, no, and Ion's an environment. So Ion is actually the environment of the ascended. The ascending.
Of course. Well, and hopefully it's the placeholder for that place of power. Because if you listen really, really, really close, we're kind of selfish. We always fight for the ones that are ascending. And we always make fun of those that are dead and the dying. We always make fun of those because they're dead or dying. We don't have much compassion for it. The point is to come into your place of power because there's no guff to make you feel better anymore. There used to be, but there's no guff to make you feel better anymore. So now what happens is everything gets changed. Everything gets thrown up in the air. And now Strawberry Shortcake gets found out, and all of a sudden Mr. Peterson gets a new trial. So he went from death to life without parole to 20 years in the hoosegow, and now he may walk free to say, yeah, I really did it, but I didn't mean to. Okay, have a nice day. Everything is up again. Did you hear Ethel Merman, the words of the Ethel Merman song?
Everything's coming up roses?
No. Anything goes.
Anything goes.
Version. What's black is white. What's up is down. What's over is under. What's right's wrong. What's left's right. What's over and everything you can figure out. Nothing. Anything goes. Now the poets are using four-letter words to write their prose. Nothing is as it's supposed to be. Now anything goes. That's what you're dealing with now. But don't believe us.
But it works.
Check with Bob Seger. He'll tell you all about it.
Okay. But let me just say this. As the ascending, and you've embraced Ion as your new environment, and you are working your process, and you're embracing things you're talking about, but you're demonstrating your power. The anything goes is not a problem for you. Is that right?
Oh, no, not at all, because it's actually the way it always was, because we make fun of the Church of God folks that would walk around, and they'd have the skirts that was dragging the ground. They couldn't show their knees. It was sin if you showed your knees. But they're the one that had 15 or 20 children following along behind them. They was getting busy doing something somewhere. Somebody was seeing them knees. Somewhere along the last way there with all them children behind them. But it's not like that. It's from a standpoint of you can't make rules about rules. So if you're going to go with anything goes, that's fine. But you have to be real careful not to get lost in the anything goes. It's all right to go to the casino. It's all right to have fun at the casino. It's all right to be all right. But it's not okay to bet the farm, lose the farm, and then have to leave there, throw it out because you got no farm anymore. You got to have some tenacity of a balance. This is why I'm going here. This is what I want. I have $10,000 I want to throw away. Okay, throw it away. That's what it's for. But I'm not going to. If I win big, ooh, great. You never win afraid of losing. But if you win, congratulations, that's wonderful. But you don't do it from the standpoint of, if I don't win, I lose.
Yeah.
Can't go like that.
Yeah.
You never win losing. Now, business transactions are exactly the same way. Life's a gamble until you know the bet. Life's a gamble until you know the bet. You got to hedge your bet.
Very good.
Even if I go to the Western. Even if I go to the Westman, I got to hedge my bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Okay, I'm good. That was my question.
I hope you have a great flight. Watch the sodium in the Bloody Marys. It's like 900 milligrams. It's like way too much. But just have some. Don't have a bunch. You're better off with scotch. It's better. Just do scotch. They don't call them scotch. It's good.
Very good. All right. Excellent. We're going to have a great flight, and we're taking the fifth gate home. Thank you so much for everything, Ion. It's been great.
Thank you. Drink you some water right before you go, just before you enter the gate, like crossing in the gate. Drink a little water. We don't care what kind.
Okay.
We will do it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for everything, Ion. Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, darling, always.
Okay, thank you, Jeannie. At the very end, after the days of Elijah, you mentioned one more category.
No, we talked about just that whole thing about the seven layers of heaven, and then we went into a little bit about taking back your power, but it was all related to those layers of heaven.
And then Ion quoted something. He named some verses somewhere, I think.
The days of Elijah.
No, we did that. The days of Elijah. Okay, where's that? Where are they?
The days of Elijah it's a song that we play a lot, Bob, and then there's a reference to Elijah opening the gate. Is that what you were speaking of?
Yeah,
I can give you that scripture reference. Okay?
So that's a song?
Well, the days of Elijah.
It's 1 Kings 17, 1 through 7. See, Bob. Jenny don't like that. Why you do that? The only thing she says is she says don't do that. So then you go right down that thing and cram it down her throat hole. She don't like that. So calm down. Just get a hold of yourself. Eat some pizza or something. It's 1 Kings 17, 1 through 7.
Kim didn't make the pizza. Kim made the pizza and took it down to Jenny, for fuck's sake. I don't have any goddamn pizza.
That'll fix it. I got to show you. She'll be throwing. You can throw them chocolate bars back at her, Bob, the ones you didn't eat last time. You can throw them at her. She'll like that. You can do that. That's good.
There's a whole nother pizza there for you, Bob.
Yeah, but it hasn't been made.
Gosh. All right. Well, she's coming right home to do it right now.
And it's got to be cooked and then get cold. Why don't he just eat it cold to start with? He's got to cook it, get it hot, and then make it cold. It don't make no sense. Just eat it cold, Bob. You'll be all right.
No, you got to melt the cheese and stuff.
Oh, we knew it was something. We're sorry.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jenny. Have a good trip home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, darling.
Okay, what do we got here?
That was good for the Kings reference. That was good, the 1 Kings reference. That was good.
Kate, did you have some questions, Kate? Kate fell asleep.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Kate.
Okay. Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling, how the hell are you doing?
It's been a while.
Fuck yeah, let's get it, girl. Let's do it. Now, what new tricks do you have for us?
Okay, I just want to ask you,
Bob's going to scream at you because you're echoey. He'll scream at you, so you're echoey.
I'm using this app, so it's not very good.
Well, that's okay. Just be real focused. Be focused, and you'll be fine. He'll scream at you. You know how he does. Nothing's changed, darling. Nothing has changed.
Okay. So what visual bias and mortar is making my ascension harder than it has to be?
You. The deference of you and you. You got it. You got the hard parts. The words, that's easy. You got that. Now you have to apply it. Okay? Do you know when you eat food?
You eat
food still, don't you? Well, you don't eat much food, but when you eat food, you eat food. But you don't eat food so you can poop. But you know inevitably if you eat food, you're going to poop. Is that clear? Okay, so if you can take that from a stance of power, to say, I'm going to take this power, and I'm going to embrace it, and the outcome is going to be me in a larger condition place, that's easier. You don't have to worry that you've lost the food you ate. You don't have to lose the power that you've achieved.
Okay.
Does that help?
But it's more than just, like, faking it till you make it. Like, actually...
Well, we don't understand fake it till you make it, because if that's who you are, that's who
you are. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe if you're calling it that, it's like, okay, let's do it this way. I'm going to fake having orgasms until I have an orgasm. Okay, that's all right, honey, but it's really much more fun if you actually have the orgasm, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you can say that if you want to, but it's kind of like, I don't want to be in a relationship where I got to fake an orgasm, for fuck's sake. I don't know if I need a train run on me to figure that out, but still, it's good to know.
So is it like, because it's like when we fell, we forgot how to apply our power.
No,
so.
you question it. Everything is a question. You're all have sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God. We're all sinners. You're all less than. The best you're going to get is to die. You're going to live a hard life, and then you're going to die with people who don't care about you. You reinforce the conditioned response that say you're stuck, that say you don't apply, that say you're messed up, that say fill in the blank. Nobody loves me no matter what I do. I don't have enough money no matter what I do. I've won the world. I have everything, and nobody loves me, so I'm going to die. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Have the world offer you.
Okay, so you and me are in, we're right up, okay, so when I'm on my throne, do I still have non-physical? When I'm fully ascended?
Well, we don't know what non-physical sounds like. What does it sound like? We don't want you to be non-physical, we want you to be a god.
Okay, so I'm a god, I'm on my throne, and I'm looking at little Kate walking around, in her, trying to ascend. How do we steer her towards the throne? Where is she getting lost?
Oh, you got to do the Revelations Revealed series. That'll help you. It'll help parse it out for you between the 4 and 20 elders, the lampstands, and the lamb's blood. And then the change of your blood. Don't be cheeky, because we weren't being cheeky. You got to change your blood. You change your blood right now, all of a sudden your receptor is different. Then you get off that app, and all of a sudden you're on a really clear phone.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So those are the stages of apprehension that you're asking about, and we don't mind that. Then Bob's chart, you've looked at Bob's chart surely by now. You've had time to glance at that at least once or twice. Everything past the letter to Prince Charles, for Pete's sake. Everybody's kind of done that. And you got to go to the Waylon Jennings and the, oh my God, you can't wait till you get to the Diamond and Silk Quadrant. Oh, Lord Jesus, I mean, it's a game changer. It is a game changer. Yeah, it's great. It's really great. It's really great. Alyssa has done fabulous work orchestrating all that. It's great. And so then what happens is you start having ability to see the difference between the lines and the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Every good boy does fine in F-A-C-E. Flip it. Now, we're talking about the treble clef. We're talking about the clef. So you can know how that applies. And the lines and spaces, especially in a pentatonic scale, you'll be able to see what's what. So it doesn't matter what key you're in, you'll be able to apply it. That's what we're trying to get you to a place where you don't have that apprehension. If you don't have the apprehension, then guess what? You don't have the issue. If you don't have the issue, there is no problem. If there is no problem, then you start embracing this place of power, whether you have it or not. That's not take it till you make it. That's taking advantage of the power that you have.
Okay, so recently I was really applying my power, and I started getting electrocuted in my brain. Do you remember this?
Yeah,
what was happening? Oh.
That's Omerage. That's the amount of resistance. That comes from Omerage.
Oh.
Lower your OHM. Lower your Omerage.
Okay.
That will be the outcome. You're overloading yourself because you're having more power than you say you're supposed to have. So you're short-circuiting your power. Your brain.
Oh, okay.
That's not hard, though.
All right.
That's kindergarten, darling. You gotta catch up.
I do.
Yeah. All this big living you've been doing, now you got to pay the piper.
Okay, and you said I don't eat enough, I should go eat more?
If you want to.
Do I have too many rules?
You're about 12 pounds, I don't know. I mean, you're still fat, aren't you? So I guess it don't matter. But you should eat. You should eat food most days. I mean, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
If you want to. We don't care. Whatever you want to do, it's all right with us.
Okay. So Have I been to Andromeda before?
No.
Not yet.
You hope to.
Okay. When the Descendants go there, are they